Please refer to your bulletin and sing with us, please.
Thank you. Thank you. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
first registration was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
As the lights come up, please extinguish your candles. Please be seated. Now that our Christmas shopping is finished, we hope, and now that the gifts are wrapped and under the tree, now that we have attended Christmas gatherings and festivities, and now that our homes are ready and Christmas plans in place and virtually unchangeable, now that Santa Claus is in his sleigh and on his way. And now that you have gotten you or your children or your grandchildren reasonably settled, perhaps a bit tired at this moment, now on this Christmas Eve 2013, we are all here to celebrate God's mystery of the incarnation through the birth of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The biblical story of the birth of Jesus is a beloved one, and one that all of us could tell, perhaps in our own words, perhaps even quoting scripture. Picture the images and listen to the sounds in your mind that this great story brings forth for you. These are images and memories that are deep within the well of our being. Emotionally recalling them is at once hopeful and comforting, and yet at times it is as well a bit sad and a bit melancholic. They are images and memories intricately woven into the whole fabric of your life and all who have been a part of it. When I hear again the biblical story of Christ's birth, a collage of things come forth. When I was a small child gazing at the scene of the manger in our apartment in New York, carefully placed on top of our television set in the days when they weren't flat screens, always on soft, white, snowy cotton, because it must have snowed in Bethlehem when Jesus was born. I also remember, which still plays every year, the Peanuts characters of Charles Schulz reenacting the nativity and then going out to encircle a transformed Christmas tree from Charlie Brown and singing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." I remember my first Christmas Eve spent with Ellen and her parents at their Episcopal church, very similar to St. John's on Long Island. And then, of course, I remember looking into the eyes of my children, all here tonight, when they were little ones, Gabrielle, Conrad, and Philip Jr., as they wondered for the first time at the birth of Jesus, as they were excited about the arrival of Santa Claus. And now, 3 years together here at St. John's, at this service at 11, and at an equally wonderful service at 5 o'clock that we had today, we gather to celebrate on this eve the splendor of the incarnation. Listen again. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. At a profound level, the historical story of Mary and Joseph's journey to that stable is about how God's grace can lead you and me to the right place. Our Christian lives, our journeys, if you will, have much to do with our desire to be in the place that God wants us, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And we are here this evening firstly, to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and secondly, to acknowledge that our faith in him makes us desirous of God's leading in our lives. There is a beautiful song that these last 5 years or so has stayed with me. It's entitled The Prayer. And the rendition that I love is sung by Celine Dion and Andre Bocelli. And these are just some of the words. I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go, and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe. When stars go out each night, remind us where you are. Let this be our prayer. When shadows fill our day, help us find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be safe. Mary and Joseph were led to such a place. Guided by God's grace, the just released issue of Life magazine is devoted to Jesus and his life from every perspective that we would look at. And the writers in one section say, on Christmas, when much of the world celebrates the birth of Jesus, little thought is given to Joseph and Mary's arduous 100-mile journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. 100 miles walking and with a donkey. I complain when I have to drive 100 miles. Imagine what that was like. I suspect that none of us would dream up the idea that the Son of God would be born out back in the barn, in the stable with the animals. Late yesterday, when I was mucking the stalls at our farm and feeding the horses, I decided to put the radio on to the Christmas station because I thought they needed to hear some wonderful Christmas music. And the barn where I kept my horse in South Carolina, they used to always play music in the stable. She said it, the owner said it was good for the horses. And so this morning, my son and my son-in-law went out to the barn to see the horses and maybe do a little bit of work. I'm not sure they did any work. And they turned the radio off. And they said, Dad, you left the radio on. The horses were out there with the Christmas music playing. And I said, yes, I want them to rejoice in the birth of the incarnation. How do we know what they do when the lights go out? It's hard to imagine, though, that in that setting, Jesus was born. It's this place where God's grace brings Mary and Joseph for the incarnation, the birth of his son, who would save the whole world from sin and death. God's grace, you see, is always leading you to a place. Place in the largest sense of that word. If only we will go. Will you go this night where God is leading you? Listen some more. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy to all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." At an even deeper level, the impact of Jesus' birth has on your life the potential of making your life look very different. again, if we will invite Christ in, give Jesus our life. Very briefly, there are two ways that we do this. One is perhaps not one you would think about. It's by becoming childlike. And the second is by being forgiving. One of the most magical parts of Christmas for me is that it brings out the child in each of us. Dr. Wayne Dyer, author and psychologist who's impacted my ministry quite a bit, tells the story of a time that he was preparing to write one of his last books. And he was sitting in a hotel room and he was sketching out some of the notes and he looked up in the mirror and he writes, "Finally, I stopped and stared back. I couldn't grasp the fact that that was actually me reflected in that mirror. I remember saying to myself, that's an old man who was renting my face." How many of us think that? Because as we grow older, not so much when you're young, but as you grow older, you still think of that child within, don't you? We still have that. And Jesus said to us, unless you become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus was not talking about being childish, but rather childlike, full of wonder, full of love, full of acceptance, and not being judgmental, not placing labels upon anyone or anything. In the child, the young child, we had a number of them. We have some at this service. We had quite a number of them at the earlier service. We see this child that has not yet been affected by our adulthood. Their nature is to be of peace, of love. And then they begin to mimic adults as they grow older. And fear comes about, some anxiety, some judgment. God's plan of coming into the world as a baby should inform us. The heart of the little child embodies the life and the pure love of Jesus Christ and Almighty God. And this is the way that you and I can live into the kingdom of God. And second, and briefly, the birth of Jesus makes our lives different when we strive to live in the forgiveness that the Son of God brought into the world. Do we forgive those who have sinned against us in the way that we would want God to forgive our sins, in the prayer that we will be saying very briefly in the Lord's Prayer? It seems in American society and perhaps in the world, we're becoming more and more critical, more and more judgmental, moving away from this sense of being forgiving. I hesitate to think of how God will judge us when we so harshly judge others. One, I believe, who personified that statement of living this life of forgiveness that Jesus proclaimed was South Africa's Nelson Mandela. May light perpetual shine upon him this Christmas Eve. He was put in prison for political reasons in 1963, I was just 3 at the time, only to be freed from incarceration 27 years later. And Mandela claimed that during that period of imprisonment, he was greatly influenced by the preaching of Dr. Billy Graham. The Christian Century, summing up the conduct of Mandela during his first 6 years of freedom, said the following: "What Mandela was practicing can only be described as politics of grace. Grace in the full-blown, unadulterated sense of forgiveness and restoration that is undeserved, unmerited, and unearned." So now that Christmas is finally here, may we, like Joseph and Mary, allow God's grace to lead us and keep us safe. And may we, like Jesus Christ, be more childlike and forgiving in the ways in which we live our lives. For what we heard the prophet Isaiah proclaim tonight is true. A child has been born for you, for me. A son has been given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A blessed and healthy and holy Christmas to you all. Amen.
Please stand with me now as together we profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Offer each other a sign of Christ's peace.
Thank you.
Because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the
is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
Beloved, these are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you.
eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now to the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. God, who surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be upon you and those you love this Christmas and forever.
Thank you.
the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia.